Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Deep Dive. We have a super fun deep dive lined up today.
Yes, we do. And I'm excited to jump right in.
Me too. Okay, so for this deep dive, we are going to be talking about a children's Christmas story about Santa Claus.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, so in this story, it's Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Santa's all ready to go. He's got his sleigh all packed up,
Yeah.
all the reindeer ready.
Okay.
But,
Uh-oh. What happens?
there's a really loud crack. And one of the runners on Santa's sleigh breaks.
Oh, no. That's not good.
No, not good at all.
So what happens next?
So Santa has to figure out what to do because he can't deliver all the presents with a broken sleigh.
Right.
So he calls on one of his most trusted elves.
Okay.
And this elf's name is Frost.
I like that name.
It's a great name. And he basically says to Frost, "Frog, you got to fix this runner before midnight."
Wow, so there's a time crunch.
Big time crunch.
Yeah.
Because he has to deliver all those presents before the kids wake up on Christmas morning.
Right. So that definitely adds to the excitement of the story.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So Frost, he goes and he takes a look at the broken runner.
Okay.
And he sees that it's cracked right down the middle. And he realizes that in order to fix this runner, he needs something that's going to be really strong.
Makes sense.
But it also has to be smooth so the sleigh can glide through the air.
Okay, yeah, so it's like a two-part problem.
Exactly. And that's really cool because he identifies the problem before he jumps into, trying to just fix it.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we might just jump into trying to fix things without really taking a moment to think about what the real problem is.
Exactly. And that's a good lesson for all of us.
For sure.
So Frost starts looking around Santa's workshop for materials.
Okay.
And first, he comes across a bunch of candy canes.
Oh, that seems promising.
Right. Candy canes, they're pretty strong.
Yeah.
But they're way too short to fix this big crack in the runner.
Ah, see.
So he keeps looking
Okay.
and he finds some extra wood.
Ooh, wood is strong.
Wood is super strong,
Yeah.
but it's really rough.
Oh,
It's not
right.
gonna, provide that smooth gliding motion that the sleigh needs.
Yeah.
So he keeps looking and then he finds some licorice.
Licorice.
I know, right? And he thinks, oh, licorice, it's nice and smooth. But he knows it's not strong enough on its own to fix the runner.
Definitely not. It would just snap right in half.
Exactly. So he's starting to get a little bit discouraged. But then he has this great idea.
What is it?
He realizes that he can use the different materials together to combine their strengths.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Right. So he's not giving up. He's like, all right, maybe I can't just use one thing,
Yeah.
but what if I use them together?
That's really clever. That shows real problem-solving skills.
It does.
Yeah.
And that's something that we could all learn from.
Absolutely.
So he decides to use the wood for strength,
Okay.
and then he's going to wrap the wood in licorice to make it smooth.
That makes
So
sense.
he gets to work, and he puts the wood on the runner and wraps it all up with licorice. But then he realizes, oh no, the runner is now way too heavy.
Uh-oh. What's he gonna do?
Yeah, because all that wood and licorice,
Right.
it's weighing the sleigh down and it's making it tilt to one side.
It's like every solution brings a new problem.
Right. It's like solving one problem creates another.
Yeah, we run into that all the time.
For sure. But Frost doesn't give up.
Good.
He remembers that Santa has this magical stardust.
Magical
Yeah,
stardust.
it's normally used to help the reindeer fly.
Oh,
So
wow.
he takes a little bit of this magical stardust
Okay.
and he sprinkles it on the new runner that he made.
And what happens?
And all of a sudden, the sleigh is perfectly balanced and it
Wow.
starts to glow with Christmas magic.
That's so
Isn't that
cool.
awesome? So he takes the sleigh for a test run
Okay.
and it glides perfectly smoothly across the snow. I
Yay!
know, right? So he runs back to Santa and he's like, Santa, I fixed it. Come see.
I bet Santa was so relieved.
Oh, he was so happy. He gives Frost a big hug and he declares Frost the official sleigh fixer of the North Pole.
Wow. That's a pretty big honor.
It is. And it shows that Santa really trusts Frost and his abilities.
Yeah.
So Santa gets in his sleigh, and with a little twinkle of the stardust, he takes off into the night
To deliver all the
to
presents.
deliver all the presents all over the world. And Frost is standing there watching, so proud of himself for saving Christmas.
He did a great job.
He did. The end.
That was a great story.
So what did you think?
I really liked how resourceful Frost was.
Yeah.
He didn't give up when he ran into those problems with the different materials.
Right.
He thought outside the box and found a way to use what he had to create a solution.
Exactly. He used his creativity and his imagination.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we can all learn from.
Definitely.
We all face challenges in our lives, But if we use our imagination and we're resourceful, like Frost, we can overcome those challenges.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe we can even save Christmas too.
Maybe. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everybody.
Happy holidays.
See you next time.